This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Ricardo Valderas. Date of birth, November the 3rd, 1956. Case ID number is 5545498. Date of exam, September the 19th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Advanced Radiology Associates. Dated 5/12/2022. Identifying information. This is a 66-year-old married male with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of motor vehicle accident with knee injury, comma, fractured ribs, comma, collarbone fracture, comma, scapula fracture, comma, and left arm derangement. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was January of 2022, where he was a retired firefighter for 35 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. He states he also worked as a janitor for 4 years. At the present time, he's receiving his Social Security benefits and a pension from the firefighters and is not receiving disability benefits. He lives in a house and his wife is presently working. Allegations, number one, motor vehicle accident with right knee, comma, left multiple rib fractures, comma, collarbone fracture, comma, scapula fracture, comma, and left arm derangement. History of allegations. The claimant states that on January the 15th, 2022, he was in a severe motorcycle accident where he fractured his left collarbone, comma, left scapula, comma, 6 of his left ribs, comma, and part of his shoulder area. The claimant went on to have multiple surgeries, which consisted of an open reduction internal fixation of his left shoulder, which repaired the collarbone, the scapula, the fractures, and his left shoulder in general, with very good results. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain that he feels every day. The claimant is able to walk one block, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is left-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He has no assisted devices, and his physician is Dr. Slandin. He is presently on Tylenol 500 milligrams, PRN is needed, which does give him relief. He states he does do physical activity around the house, like mowing the grass. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, and doing light work chores around the home. His condition is stable at this time. An MRI was performed of his cervical spine, which revealed mild foraminal stenosis. He has a C5, C6, 4-millimeter herniated disc, a C4, C5, 1.5-millimeter herniated disc, spondylosis, and also a T6, T7, 1.5-millimeter small herniated disc with mild degenerative disc disease. Family history. The father died at the age of 64 from diabetes mellitus and a myocardial infarction. His sister died at the age of 72 from complications of diabetes. He has two brothers that have passed away. One died at the age of 64 from a myocardial infarction, and another one at 55 from colon cancer. His mother died at the age of 93 from neurosepsis. Medications, Tylenol 500 milligrams PRN is needed, colchicine 0.6 milligrams QD, Trulicity, .5 milligrams/0.75 Q week, Omeprazole 40 milligrams POQD. Medical problems, gout, diabetes mellitus type 2, erosive esophagitis, history of skin graft of the right thigh to the left forearm, graft to right knee, open reduction internal fixation of the left collarbone, scapula, six ribs, and the left upper humerus as well. History of avulsion fracture of the right ankle, degenerative disc disease, history of coronary artery disease with one stent placement, stable angina, history of spondylosis, social history, the claimant has a history of smoking one half pack of cigarettes every 4 days for 25 years. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies using cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. He did use marijuana in 1983. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit, weight 182 pounds, height 5 feet 9 and a half inches tall, BP 123 over 69 mmHg, heart rate 83 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 26.5. General, this is a 66-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to extremities? There are multiple surgical scars. The claimant has a right flank surgical scar of 22 centimeters, a right thigh skin graft measuring 13 by 17 centimeters, a right knee graft measuring 6 by 10 centimeters. He has a 18 centimeter cervical scar over the clavicle area, which consisted of an open reduction internal fixation. He also has two scars on the left back area measuring 29 centimeters, which is a circle scar, and another left circle scar on the left side, measuring 39 centimeters, where the scapula and the rib fractures were repaired. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some muscle spasms of the right lower extremity, but no tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted, except for the multiple surgeries that he has had. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 80 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, but was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires no assistive devices. Could you please drop down to after neurological? X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, consisting of multiple fractures with open reductions, internal fixations, especially of the left shoulder area and chest area. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, secondary to multiple fractures, which appear to have healed already. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have some minor restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a mild fatigue. Probable diagnoses, motor vehicle accident with right knee and left-sided fractures of the ribs, collarbone, scapula, and left arm area, appears to have healed fairly well with normal ranges of motion and normal strength. The claimant appears to be doing fairly well in spite of the multiple fractures. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Ricardo Balderas.